Hello?
Hello. How you doing, man?
Okay, how are you?
Can you hear me? I don't know if you, sorry, I think we were talking earlier about the survey, and I think...
Yes, and all of a sudden you went away.
So I do apologize for our internet went dead over here. Sorry.
Okay, so it wasn't me. Okay, so let's go ahead and proceed.
I'm sorry, thank you, thank you. So then, let me see. Second option, the next question will be selling 3.2 acres of leased property to tenants at appraised fair market value.
Okay.
You started strongly agree.
Let's say no, I disapprove.
Oh, okay. So strongly disapprove or somewhat disapprove?
Somewhat disapprove.
Oh, thank you. And all at no cost to the city of all at no cost to the city or taxpayers.
No, I disapprove.
Strongly disapprove. Somewhat disapprove.
Somewhat disapprove.
Okay, thank you. So you will be now be giving more details, the description of the this proposal. This proposal will update and already voter approved mixed use project on Watson Island. The already approved project includes a marina, two hotels, shops, and restaurants, and waterfront.
Did you say it's already been? You said it was already been approved.
The already approved project, you know, includes a marina, two hotels, shops, and restaurants, and a waterfront promenade, and will result in less overall development, meaning that there will be a reduction in the amount of commercial and retail space and fewer hotel rooms than voters had previously approved. The proposal will allow for some office space to support the shops and restaurants and allow approved timeshare residents to be condominium. The update proposal will result in over $1 billion of additional tax revenue to the city of Miami. The project also includes a number of public benefits, including hiring preferences for city residents, $9 million of new funding for a affordable housing and expansion of the public waterfront and pedestrian promenade to allow better public access along Biscayne Bay. This project is privately funded, meaning no city dollars will be used. Knowing this, will you vote yes in favor of this referendum or no against this referendum?
You know, I guess fine. You know, I mean, it's like if you lived here, I know that you say you're in Texas, but if you lived here and you knew Watson Island, this is not a good thing. But if it's already been approved, you know, I can't do anything about it. So I'm going to just say yes. It's, you know, I want to say no because it's Watson Island is a very special place. But if it's already been approved, that they're going to screw it up, so I'm just going to say yes.
So, okay. So then we will have, you know, so that will be like a definitely vote yes in favor, probably
yeah,
vote yes in favor?
Yes, definitely yes, yeah.
Okay. And regardless of your position, what is one thing you like most about what you just heard?
What I like most? Well, I don't. You know, I mean, I Watson Island is special, and it doesn't need to be reprogrammed and redeveloped. You know, that's you know, but I don't live in the city of Miami, and I don't know if I even have a vote. But I'm a diver and a boater, and I don't think that Watson Island should be changed. So, you know, that is my opinion.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
I mean, condominium, please. You know?
That's true. I need to do the research on that island. That's nice. That is based on what you said. There we go. Okay, and you will now be giving some, you know, statements in favor of this proposal in Washington Island. Afterwards, please indicate whether the argument is very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not at all convincing. As a reason to vote yes in favor of this proposal, if each will make no difference, you can indicate what as well. The first option they have, this proposal will result in over $1 billion in additional tax revenue to the city of Miami, which can be used toward important priorities like public safety, affordable housing, and preventing.
Yeah, but it won't go to that. So continue. I know that it won't, but go ahead and continue.
Sorry about that. Yeah. So affordable housing and preventing flooding. Will this be very convincing, somewhat convincing, too convincing, not at all convincing? No difference?
Not at all convincing. No.
Thank you. Second statement, this proposal will result in a less overall development than voters had previously approved. This proposal will reduce the number of hotel rooms and the amount of commercial and retail space to be built.
I'm not convinced, no.
Not too convinced or not at all?
Not at all convinced.
This proposal will expand the public waterfront and pedestrian promenade to provide more public access along Biscayne Bay for Miami residents to enjoy?
No, not convinced. Not at all convinced.
Okay. This proposal is completely funded by private individuals, meaning that no city money will be spent on this project.
Oh, not at all convinced. At all.
Thank you. This proposal will create hundreds of well-paying jobs in construction and engineering, in addition to thousands more permanent jobs in the hospitality industry. Okay. Paying in living wage, City of Miami residents will be given preference in hiring for this new jobs. And you say
oh
not
my
at all.
Goodness, no. No. They absolutely will not. Not convinced whatsoever.
Okay, thank you. Adding new retail shops, restaurants, and better public access to the waterfront will make Watson Island more of an attractive for local Miami residents and family?
Nope, not convinced.
Okay, thank you. Not too convinced or not at all convinced?
Not at all.
Thank you. Let me see. Okay.
As you can see, that I'm not convinced at any of this, because I don't think that Watson Island is, since you don't live here, Watson Island is special. And them doing this is just a terrible thing. So all of my answers are I don't want them to do it at all. So all of those are going to be not convinced whatsoever.
Okay. Thank you. So you will now be giving somewhat statements against this proposal on Washington Island. Afterwards, please indicate whether the argument is very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not at all convincing, as a reason to vote no against this proposal. If each will make no difference, you can indicate that as well. The first one is, this proposal is yet another example of big developers trying to buy influence and corruption. City Hall with pet projects that line their own pockets?
Oh, I'm convinced that yes, I'm convinced.
Very convincing, somewhat convincing?
Very convincing, yes.
Oh, okay, thank you. There has been far too much development in Miami over the last few years. We need to limit development and protect precious waterfront island, not build any more hotels and shops that the average Miami residents cannot afford.
You bet. No, completely convinced about that.
Very convincing?
Very convincing.
This proposal is not for Miami residents. It is a luxury hotel and condo project for the wealthy that average Miami residents will not be able to afford.
You bet. Completely convinced.
Very convincing. Thank you. The last one, this proposal will increase traffic between the city of Miami mainland and Miami Beach on the MacArthur Causeway, which is already a big problem.
Completely convinced. It's MacArthur Causeway,
Okay. Now, taking into account everything you just heard, if the election were held today, will you vote yes in favor of this referendum or vote no against this referendum?
I would vote no.
Okay. No against. Okay. And will you say you are definitely voting or probably voting no against it?
Definitely voting no.
Okay. You will now be asked a few short demographic questions before we finish this classification proposal only. And regardless of how you may feel today, for whom did you vote in the 2020 presidential elections? Donald Trump, the Republican candidate, Joe Biden, the Democratic candidate, someone else?
Joe Biden.
Okay. Okay. If you were to label yourself, would you say you are liberal, moderate, or a conservative in your political belief? Very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat controversive, very conservative. Sorry.
I'm not liberal. I would say that I was conservative.
Very or somewhat conservative?
Somewhat conservative.
What is the last grade of formal education you have completed?
I'm a college graduate.
Okay. So a college graduate with an associate's over 2 years of degree?
I have a master's degree. I have four master's degrees. Actually.
Oh, thank you. Well, this concludes our survey. Thank you for your help, man. Thank you. I appreciate you also answering the call back. Sorry for the inconvenience with the
that's
call.
Okay. And aren't you glad that I picked up and I didn't hang up on you?
I hear you. Most definitely you
did. But thank you for taking the time and thank you for what you do. I appreciate it. And, I don't understand what Watson Island has to do with the presidential election, but you know, I answered your questions and I appreciate your doing what you're doing, and thank you, and hopefully we'll get to the polls in the proper place. How's that?
That would be great. Thank you. Thank you for your help, man. Hopefully next time. Take care.
Okay. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.